But this morning we want to pray for Fort McMurray. We want to pray for the people that have been displaced. And we want to have a reminder that God does care. Because in times like this, it's very easy to go, God doesn't care. Why me? Why now? What have I done to deserve this? And you know what? It's real easy, too, for people to approach a situation like this and go, well, that's karma. Or, well, you know, payback. This isn't the time for that. The time at this point is to pray, and it's to love people. So we want to encourage you and challenge you this week that, you know, it's not too late to be involved. It's like the youth group going out and working at that distribution center. You can do something practical with your time. You can give your money, but you can also be practical. Beulah Alliance Church, like I said, is being the head of all of this stuff, the center point. And there's a sheet going back on the clipboards. There's two clipboards that have gone back. And there's that white sheet on the front page. And that front page, it says shelter. Well, it's shelter for the Fort McMurray fire victims. Beulah Alliance at this point has said to us that they don't need accommodations at this point. They have plenty of accommodations. But that may change in the days and the weeks ahead. So if you could serve in that way, if you have an empty room, or if you have an RV available, or if you have a place for an RV to be parked, that sort of thing, we want you to let us know and fill out that sheet if you would be so kind. This is a practical way that you could show your love for people. And what we'll do with that is we'll take those names and we'll have them here at the church office and contact Beulah and let them know, well, we've got people that are willing to do this or have this available. That way, we can reach out and love these people that have been displaced from their homes. And to really bring it home would be this. What would you have people do for you if this was reversed? So we want to read through a couple Psalms, and then there's some response. There's a prayer of response for the favor of God. We'll read that together. It'll be displayed. And but I just want you to listen and be praying at the same time. We'll have a time of prayer where we want you to be around your neighbors and pray together for various people, the people that have been displaced, the first responders, the firefighters, the police officers, those in leadership that are giving leadership, those that are making decisions. We want you to pray for them. We want you to pray for those people that are looking to open up their homes or looking to somehow serve these people. So we're going to ask you to pray about all those things. And most of all, we want to pray about rain. It's like my wife Lynette said. She said, we haven't really received any significant moisture since winter. And if you look back biblically, can you imagine 3 years of famine? We've only had 1 month. Or how about 7 years of famine with no rain? So we're going to pray specifically for rain. Because we got a mount of wildfires in this province that are just, I don't remember seeing this many and this destruction before. So we're going to pray that way. But listen to Psalm 96. Encourage our hearts. King of the earth, sing a new song to the Lord. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise his name. Proclaim his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonderful works among all peoples. For the Lord is great and highly praised. He is feared above all gods, for all the gods of the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, you families of peoples. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory of his name. Bring an offering and enter his courts. Worship the Lord in his splendor of his holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world is firmly established. It cannot be shaken. He judges the peoples fairly. Let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice. Let the sea and all that fills it resound. Let the fields and everything in them exult. Then all the trees in the forest will shout for joy before the Lord, for he is coming. For he's coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with his faithfulness. Psalm 97, the Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice. Let the many coasts and islands be glad. Clouds and thick darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Fire goes before him and burns up his foes on every side. His lightning lights up the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax at the presence of the Lord. At the presence of the Lord of all the earth. The heavens proclaim his righteousness. All the people see his glory. All who serve carved images, those who boast in idols, will be put to shame. All the gods must worship him. Zion hears and is glad, and the towns of Judah rejoice because of your judgments, Lord. For you, Lord, are the most high over all the earth. You are exalted above all gods. You who love the Lord, hate evil. He protects the lives of his godly ones. He rescues them from the hand of the wicked. Light dawns for the righteous, gladness for the upright in heart. Be glad in the Lord, you righteous ones, and praise his holy name. Psalm 98. Sing a new song to the Lord, for he has performed wonders. His right hand and holy arm have won him victory. The Lord has made his victory known. He has revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen our God's victory. Shout to the Lord, all the earth. Be jubilant. Shout for joy and sing. Sing to the Lord with the lyre and the melodious song, with trumpets and the blast of the ram's horn. Shout triumphantly in the presence of the Lord, our King. Let the sea and all that fills it, the world and those who live in it, resound. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains shout together for joy before the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world righteously and the peoples fairly. Psalm 99. The Lord reigns. Let the peoples tremble. He is enthroned above the cherubim. Let the earth quake. The Lord is great in Zion. He is exalted above all the peoples. Let them praise your great and awe-inspiring name. He is holy. The mighty King loves justice. You have established fairness. You have administered justice and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt the Lord our God. Bow in worship at his footstool. He is holy. Moses and Aaron were among his priests. Samuel was also among those calling on his name. They called to the Lord, and he answered them. He spoke to them in a pillar of cloud. They kept his decrees and the statutes he gave them. Lord our God, you answered them. You were a God who forgave them, but punished their misdeeds. Exalt the Lord our God. Bow in worship at his holy mountain, for the Lord our God is a holy God. I want you to join me as we entreat God's favor. We have a PowerPoint for this. We can read this together, if you would. Let's read it together. You, Lord God, are a sun and a shield. You bestow favor and honor. No good thing do you withhold from those who walk uprightly. Your anger is but for a moment. Your favor is for a lifetime. Remember me, O Lord, when you show favor to your people. Help me when you save them. Let your favor, Lord God, be upon us and establish the work of our hands. Show me a sign of your favor, that those who hate me may see and be put to shame, because you, Lord, have helped me and comforted me. I entreat your favor with all my heart. Be gracious to me according to your promise. For you bless the righteous, O Lord. You cover him with favor as with a shield. Amen. Psalm 102. Lord, hear my prayer. Let my cry for help come before you. Do not hide your face from me in my day of trouble. Listen closely to me. Answer me quickly when I call. For my days vanish like smoke, and my bones burn like a furnace. My heart is afflicted, withered like grass. I even forget to eat my food. Because of the sound of my groaning, my flesh sticks to my bones. I am like a desert owl, like an owl among the ruins. I stay awake. I am like a solitary bird on a roof. My enemies taunt me all my day long. They ridicule and curse me. I eat ashes like bread and mingle my drinks with tears because of your indignation and wrath. For you have picked me up and thrown me aside. My days are like a lengthening shadow, and I wither away like grass. But you, Lord, are enthroned forever. Your fame endures to all generations. You will arise and have compassion on Zion, for it is time to show favor to her. The appointed time has come. For your servants take delight in its stones and favor its dust. Then the nations will fear the name of the Lord, and the kings of the earth your glory. For the Lord will rebuild Zion. He will appear in his glory. He will pay attention to the prayer of the destitute and will not despise their prayer. This will be written for later generation. A newly created people will praise the Lord. He looked down from his holy heights. The Lord gazed out from heaven to earth to hear prisoners groaning, to set free those condemned to die, so that they might declare the name of the Lord in Zion and his praise in Jerusalem, when peoples and kingdoms are assembled to serve the Lord. He has broken my strength in mid-course. He has shortened my days. I say, my God, do not take me in the middle of my life. Your years continue through all generations. Long ago you established the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will endure. All of them will wear out like clothing. You will change them like a garment, and they will pass away. But you are the same, and your years will never end. Your servants' children will dwell securely, and their offspring will be established before you. God's favor can open doors that cannot be shut and usher in opportunities that otherwise would be inaccessible. What areas in our life do we need favor? God's favor. What areas in the lives of those of Fort McMurray needs God's favor? We take those to him in prayer. And we should expect favor. We want to expect God's favor to surround us like a shield, to surround them like a shield. I want you to take time now, just amongst you. Adjust the chairs if you have to. But I want to encourage you to give prayer and seek God's favor for Fort McMurray people, for those that have been displaced, for the church, for the leaders, for the first responders, for the pastors. Lift them up and take that time to do that now. And I will close. when I feel that most people have come to an end. So would you do that? Let's gather together.